Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump called Charlie Kirk a martyr for American freedom, and speaking at the Arizona Memorial to the slain conservative activist, highlighted a difference between the two.
He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent.
The president's been pressuring Attorney General Pam Bondi to bring criminal charges against some of his political opponents. Today, the president will address an investigation into the causes of autism in the U.S. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use in pregnancy to autism and identify a cancer drug as a potential treatment. Medical experts say these studies were not extensive enough to link to one cause or one potential cure. Hurricane Gabrielle's rapidly intensified into a Category 3 storm 195 miles southeast of Bermuda. It's not expected to approach land in the U.S. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A bill that would help first responders treat opioid overdoses is now on President Donald Trump's desk. Senator Tammy Baldwin authored the Safe Response Act. It gives $57 million per year until 2030 to help first responders save lives when people are suffering from fentanyl overdoses. Baldwin has been vocal about addiction struggles in her own family, and this bill was crafted with bipartisan input. It passed the Senate unanimously, and now it's waiting for the president's signature. And a UW-Madison professor testified to Congress about nuclear fusion. The House Science Committee's Energy Subcommittee held a hearing last week about the future of fusion, and one of four witnesses was Stephanie Deem, who's conducting experiments at UW-Madison to make fusion power easier and less expensive.
Fusion is a dense, virtually limitless source of power derived from hydrogen that could radically transform humanity. Fusion, the process that powers the sun, occurs when light elements are forced together and combined under extreme conditions, releasing vast amounts of energy. On Earth, we use magnetic bottles or powerful lasers to create these fusion conditions. Fusion gives us hope.
Lawmakers on the subcommittee say it could be the future of energy in America. And a reminder to drive safely around school buses, it's Operation Safe Stop Week. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near buses. The State School Bus Association worked with its members to identify bus stops where people illegally pass. Now law enforcement will be adding extra patrols in those spots this week. And now a ticket for illegally passing a school bus will cost you a whole lot more. The penalty increased in 2024, so a citation will now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points on your license. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs. So Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. An isolated shower or storm possible in the afternoon, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. A better chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight, a mild night with lows in the lower 60s. Currently, it's 65.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
The John and Gordy Show.
Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Very fine, fellas. Normally, the Department of Agriculture in Madison is kind of open ears, but man, I am getting, you know, even me, they're giving me pushback. And that crap, frankly, boys, just doesn't happen to me anymore these days. What do you mean you're not going to talk to me? You
really?
Only got me to talk to.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. If you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, because somebody's got to fact check Facebook.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wider. Makes me better.
Charlie Kirk's assassination was a horrific and vile attack and incident of political violence. And condemning the depravity of Kirk's brutal murder is a straightforward matter, one that is especially important to help stabilize an increasingly unsafe and volatile political environment where everyday people feel more at risk.
AOC yesterday, or excuse me, Friday, one more.
We should be clear about who Charlie Kirk was. A man who believed that the Civil Rights Act that granted Black Americans the right to vote was a mistake. Who, after the violent attack on Paul Pelosi, claimed that, quote, some amazing patriot, unquote, should bail out his brutal assailant. His rhetoric and beliefs were ignorant, uneducated, and sought to disenfranchise millions of Americans.
Yeah, this headline, Chris, I totally get. 118 House Democrats declined to deify Charlie Kirk. There are two separate things, condemning a horrific assassination, which we all, any decent person
Absolutely.
Did, and but then going on to force you to deify someone whose beliefs you vociferously disagreed with and found bigoted and hurtful. I mean, so the House approved a resolution to honor him. 100 rank and file Democrats joined Republicans to adopt the measure. The ceremonial measure condemns the murder. If you stop there, you're fine. And praises Kirk as a courageous American patriot who boldly lived out his faith with conviction, courage, and compassion. There was clear concern inside the Democratic ranks with some of the measure's language, praising Kirk as a model for young Americans across the political spectrum, who was known for engaging in respectful civil discourse across college campuses, media platforms, and national forums, always seeking to elevate truth, foster understanding, and strengthen the Republican. That, to me, would have been a bridge too far. And as I was saying to you, Chris, I hadn't seen a lot of these clips, but respectful dialogue is not what I saw in these clips. I saw him badgering a young Black woman and calling her a liar for her story about being harassed by Trump supporters on a college campus, and you know, on and on. So anyway, and just that disgusting display. Oh, do we still have some of Stephen Miller's speech, just in case people have just tuned in? Stephen Miller gave an angry, unsurprising dog whistle at Kirk's funeral. Is the I believe we have. That was Pee Wee German yesterday. Okay.
Glad you learned German for
yes.
the occasion.
He used his time on stage to turn Kirk's funeral into a political rally and remind people who look and think like him that they are more civilized and superior to them. I mean, this seriously could have been out of a Nazi playbook. He spiraled into a rage-induced defense of civilization using the term "our" when mentioning ancestry that dates back to places with mostly white populations. He said our lineage and our legacy hails back to Athens, to Rome, to Philadelphia, to Monticello. Our ancestors built the cities. They produced the architecture. Actually, slaves built the capital, but that's not important now.
Yeah.
they built the industry, saying that people like he and Kirk stand for what's good in order to save the West. I mean, first of all, talk about making it about yourself, him and Trump, right? Mm-hmm. He said, what do you have, talking about their opponents, you have nothing, you are nothing. You are nothing, you build nothing, you produce nothing, you create nothing. We are the ones who build, we are the ones who create, we are the ones who lift up humanity. I mean, oh my God. This is supposed to be a memorial service? Mike said...
And they're telling us to turn down the rhetoric.
Yeah. Mike says, you could be high on ketamine, smoking a bong, and tripping on balls on acid and still not be able to write a script as good as this. The Hollywood Reporter headline, Bob Iger's wife, Willow Bay, may have to move her free speech fundraiser. That's awkward. Not since Cheryl Hines required that everyone be vaxxed to go to a party at her and Bobby's house back during COVID. Remember that?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Has this been?
I wasn't invited, but I'm sure that happened.
Yes, yes. yeah, it did. It was very famously.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, yes. It was planned to take place at the Power Couple's Brentwood home next month. May have to relocate after her husband yanked Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Yeah. Awkward. Just awkward. Do people have free speech at the party? Oh, by the way, I brought Exhibit A in today's...
Okay, this is gross.
Yeah. So this at least three times a morning during the show, I go up and find a freshly gnawed. And it's hard to know how much did the squirrels do before Bonnie or Clyde got to work. Or how much did... We'll see by the color of their poo shortly. This is my job mostly during the show.
Okay, this is
avocado farming in my living room.
The third day in a row we've talked about green poop on the show.
I apologize.
What is going on?
There's a lot of green stuff around here. Okay. Oh, I know. We haven't heard from Kaylee. Kaylee McConaughey?
Okay. For all the concern about the First Amendment, what about all the amendments that Charlie Kirk lost? Because Charlie Kirk has no amendments right now. None. And the outrage I see over Jimmy Kimmel, I wish I would have seen that for the death of a father and a husband who should still be here.
Again, there's not one decent person on either side of the aisle that did not condemn Charlie Kirk's death. Okay. Oh, gosh, I missed her. Can I just say the mean girls on the right? Did you see Megyn Kelly recently said Jemele Hill is ugly and needs to have some work done? Okay.
Megyn Kelly's had too much work done.
Oh, dear. Oh, allegedly. Okay.
No, she looks like a snare drum. Seriously.
Okay. Because those of us, they're always lecturing us.
Yes.
Right? They make jokes about people's looks. Okay. Senator Adam Schiff, I was the first one he was the first one I heard this from. Border czar Tom Homan was caught by the FBI accepting bribes on camera. To deliver government contracts in exchange for $50,000 in cash. Holy ho bag. Thank you.
Pam, I want you to tell that joke over and over again.
It was literally hoeing for a bag of cash. He is a ho bag.
Did you workshop that joke?
I did not. It just flew out.
Really?
Well, I can't. It's a burden I bear, always being right. That name was prescient, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
You thought I was just being immature calling him ho bag.
No.
Yeah. Like, it was
a
much
slip
like,
of the tongue that kind of
yeah,
stuck.
Much like yeah. Howard Nutlick, you know, the other... guy.
Lutnick.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see if he was one of the ones on Grindr, and then we'll find out if I was wrong. I mean, he's on tape actually licking. Okay. All right. Whoo! I'll be over here. What?
Allegedly.
I said allegedly. I implied it. Okay. Yes, Pam Bondi knew, Cash Patel knew, email Bove knew, and they made the investigation go away, a corrupt attempt to conceal brazen graft. Oh, my God. And Aaron Rupar said there is no world in which it is normal for the president to publicly call on his attorney general to hurry up and prosecute his political foes. It's like the Watergate tapes, but posted on social media. Let's get a grip on what is happening here. Thank you.
He didn't think he was publicly posting it.
He just accidentally posted it. You can't ever tell what part is incompetence. Or just complete, you know, out
Grandpa
and out
know
criminality.
How to use the DMs.
Grandpa, that's not how a DM works. Everybody can see it, you dummy.
Grandpa.
Yes, this is what Mike said. He said the post is now deleted, more or less confirming that it was a DM because it said not found after he was right. Go! Oops. Heck, what I did. Right. Trump criticizes Pam Bondi for not charging his adversaries quickly enough in a truth post, social post that looks a lot like a DM. But then it's like, when the Supreme Court gives you immunity, he's just like, yeah, okay, yeah, right.
Yeah,
I said it.
Sure.
But as every legal expert says, not only, first of all, it's completely criminal, obviously, and corrupt, but it also prejudices any cases, right? I mean, okay, I don't even know what to say. All right, Governor Josh Shapiro, oh, God, on the First Amendment, do we still have that? I'm talking still. Can anyone hear me? All right, go ahead.
Your First Amendment right to speak is a foundation of this country, and to see that being actively undermined by the head of state, the president of the United States, that is really, really dangerous. We need more speech in this country, not less.
Badger Gif said, although the cancellation of the Stephanie Miller Show in 1995 by Disney was egregious, it's true, many people are citing that. They're like Jimmy Kimmel, but also I'm having a delayed reaction to the cancellation of the Stephanie Miller Show.
What about the cancellation of Johnny B. on the Loose?
Yeah.
Or the Rick D's.
Well,
there was
not the outcry that there was for the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay.
Yeah. It was agreed. The true parallel is the Smothers Brothers in 1969. Nixon got them canceled. Yes, I know you're too young to remember that, but I'm not. Yes, I'm too young, but thank you. I've heard of the Smothers Brothers.
And wasn't it Yeehaw that replaced them? I think it was.
Oh. Well, that's what we have to look forward to. Just Hee-Haw and...
Or Hee-Haw.
Like,
did I say
what
Yeehaw?
Is, what's the,
it was
ultimate, what's the thing they're having at the White House? Fighting thing? What's that, Sean?
MMA.
Right. It'll be all
UFC.
MMA and
UFC,
Hee-Haw reruns. Yeah. Won't that be great, everyone?
Maybe a little Lawrence Welk for the olds.
I loved Lawrence Welk. Oops, I'm old. I should have loved it. And now here comes a Bobby and a sissy. And it's happy.
Oh, I know.
People,
yeah.
And now here's our lovely champagne lady, Norma Zimmer. I don't know why you talk like that. I don't really even sure. Yeah,
interesting. Because he grew up, he was born and was raised in North Dakota.
Yeah.
But he grew up on this, in this town or this compound where they really only spoke the German that they moved there from.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't know it was racist at the time, but I loved the black tap dancing guy. Remember he did the windmills with his arms? He was fantastic. I didn't know. It was just a little Republican white douche kid from Blockport. I didn't know. They were, you know what? He was a way better tap dancer than Bobby and Sissy. I don't know what was up. They were just smiley and... Okay. Let's go to John is my truck driver in Kansas. Hi, John. Hello, John. John. Oh, no.
John couldn't wait. Oh, no.
Oh, he had to get out of the big rig, and now I don't get my truck horn. Sad. Ken in Phoenix. Hi, Ken.
Hi. I love calling the Stephanie Miller Show to get the latest hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Go ahead.
And I like to request Right Wing Hypocrite for Stephen Miller.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, Right Wing Hypocrites.
Yes. Go ahead.
Well, apparently little Hitler is actually Jewish, and so is his wife.
Yes, I know. Yes, it's.
And other thing, if I may, the local station here, affiliate ABC 15, decided to live stream Charlie Kirk's memorial.
They did.
So I sent them a last nasty email about supporting white, white supremacists.
Yes. And they were probably like, "Oh, you're welcome." Yeah, I know. Okay.
I think more than one station in Phoenix, Carolina.
Yeah.
It was a local event,
You
know.
Okay, Karen in Chicago. Hi, Bufu.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
We in Chicago have been watching women slam to the ground.
Oh.
Our neighbors terrorized by these jackboot thugs. And the reality of the situation is this is partly due to people like Charlie Kirk and his hate speech and his fear-mongering and everything. So I give Erica Kirk exactly zero credit for saying one Christian thing, something that Jesus would have said. Because every single thing that she believes, everything that her husband espoused, was completely counter to that. If people want white people with privilege, we need to get out in the streets. If all you can
Karen,
do
this blonde,
is contact
this blonde,
a...
Karen, stop for a second. The blonde woman that was a Democratic candidate that was thrown to the ground was
Kat, yeah, that was at the Broadview facility right near my house.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
I think she's running in Jan Schakowsky's seat.
Yeah,
that is
horrifying
exactly
to watch that video. So no, I just didn't know if that was the talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see the other woman that they shoved to the ground and then they shot tear gas directly into her face and then put her in a headlock?
Oh, yeah. God.
It is astonishing, but this is the thing. We have to fight this now. And if you are white and you are protected by your whiteness and your privilege, we need to take some chances here because we have to do it right now. My neighbor, Hector, I have a bunch of Latino neighbors, and as the military choppers were going overhead, my neighbor ducked into her house. They haven't been sitting in their backyard. They're afraid. My neighbor Hector said that he knows of a Latino grocery that is doing free deliveries. So if you can, contact your local Latino grocery and see if you could they're offering free deliveries. Do some volunteer work and offer, to deliver groceries to people.
That's a great idea. There are lots of ways to resist, small and large. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
There's one small, easy way you can resist and stand with people that stand with your values. I'm telling you.
You need a phone company anyway.
Right?
Why not make it a good one?
Make it the nation's only progressive phone company, right? That's given over $95 million to all of these progressive nonprofits like the ACLU. They're fighting the good fight right now. And you get to vote where your dollars go, and you get a great, reliable, fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You bring your current phone, your current number, bam, you're good to go. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, do you know what the three pillars to good health are? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. And if you snore, you not only keep others from a restful night's sleep, it can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zepa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now till the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zepa.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Don't forget the code is PINK, or text PINK to 511-511. Remember Zepa. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Stopping snoring is happy. Text fees may apply. That's Zepa.com. The code is PINK.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206.
That's 800-554-0206.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is COIN, C-O-I-N, COIN. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
There's nothing quite like the perfect fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert team offers one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. It's luxury tailored to real life, where confidence is never compromised. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and a fit that flatters at every angle. Visit their brand new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, check it out. It's the latest news from your peace president, your No More Wars president, Chris. The war in Ukraine escalating, and Gaza, of course, escalating. I think we're going to war with Venezuela.
Yeah.
Who could tell? Have we killed anybody else, any civilians, and extrajudicial killings in international waters this
weekend? Check the news.
Probably. Okay, how about this one? If Afghanistan doesn't give back Bagram Air Base back to those that built it, the United States of America, bad things are going to happen. President John J. Trump.
Okay, so we're going back into Afghanistan now? Great.
Apparently, bad things are going to happen are all in caps, so... Okie dokie.
I thought he was going to be the one that got us out of places.
Right. Daily Beast says Trump boasted he halts a war between two countries that have never fought and are 4,000 miles apart. See, stuff we say is a joke here on the Stephanie Miller Show becomes true. Did he cite the Wakanda versus Atlantis? Did he cite that as one of the ones? Or was it Narnia versus the Who's from Whoville? Or the Island of Misfit Toys?
I can't remember. They're at war with everybody.
Yeah, he's just making it up now. Okay.
But their cannons are made of guns. Grape jelly.
That's going to be a short war. It's over. I ended it. Hi, Pete in Wisconsin. Hello. Hello, Pete.
Pete.
Yeah.
Good buddy, everybody.
Pete's not there, bud. Okay, Ron in Sacramento. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Mama. I would love to blow my horn for you this morning,
well,
so here you go.
Okay.
Now my neck hurts.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh,
that was it. He wanted to make all my dreams come true. Well. John in Massachusetts. Hi, John.
Hi, Stephanie. I don't remember you being such a warrior for free speech when they were firing people that talked about COVID, or when Facebook and everybody was getting rid of everybody on Facebook and all that crap. You said that it was okay and that they were a private company, but now it's different.
Do they get paid by the words, so they have to talk that fast, the paid callers? Oh, my God, the paid COVID callers are back. Oh, fantastic. I've missed you so much. I don't think COVID was a highly infectious disease that was killing millions of people worldwide.
Health.
So I think companies had a right to say you needed to be vaccinated or masked. Was that what he's talking about?
Whatever.
All right. Nicely done, sir. Okay. John Corbett says, pro tip to Democratic message makers during this shutdown fight, keep reminding voters that Republicans control the White House and both branches of Congress. It's time to turn the tables on Republicans and let them try to explain the procedural nuances to voters who don't give a right? Like, put them on the defensive this time.
Yeah.
29 minutes after the hour, Hal Sparks, Not Even Hump Day, coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX, Smart Talk without the suit and tie.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The world's most powerful data center is coming to what was once Wisconsin farmland, but not without some opposition. Stuart J. Waddles has the details.
16 months ago, President Biden was in office campaigning in Racine County, with Microsoft announcing a $3.3 billion investment. Now Microsoft is making another bet on Wisconsin, announcing an additional $4 billion expansion of its Mount Pleasant data center campus. The move brings the company's total investment in the state to more than $7 billion. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers calls it a major boost for jobs and technology growth. During the campaign event last year, Microsoft Vice Chairman and President Brad Smith, who called Racine County home as a child, talked about the statewide impact of the initial spend.
We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison. This is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin.
Microsoft says the project will support nearly 10,000 jobs, with a caveat of those taking place during peak seasons. Environmental concerns still hang over the project as water use and energy demands remain hot topics. One lawsuit recently pushed the city of Racine to reveal that the data center campus could use 8.4 million gallons of water a year. That estimate does have the city of Racine falling within approved lake limits. Environmental groups also warned about the power needs. They say the Microsoft project and another in Port Washington could call for more power than every home in Wisconsin combined. A separate proposed data center in Caledonia in Racine County is also facing local pushback over farmland lost and rezoning questions. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. An isolated shower or storm possible in the afternoon, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. A better chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight, a mild night with lows in the lower 60s. Currently, it's 65.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is COIN, C-O-I-N, COIN. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
How's your hearing? Tuesday morning, we'll talk to Jim and Sarah from Madison Hearing Aid Center.
And I'm just wondering if Stephen Miller was talking about me. Was he?
Could be.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
This announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt U.S. Kids in the Ad Council.
Josh Patel knows exactly what he's doing. He's playing hide and go seek when he promised he was going to be the great liberator of all the information, and now he's the orchestrator of the cover up.
Yep. Thank you, Jamie Raskin. Senator Adam Schiff.
On the Epstein list, according to Cash Patel, has only one name on it, and that is Jeffrey Epstein. So he basically wants the American people now, after for years saying that there was this secret list of very high profile people that were the clients of Jeffrey Epstein. He wants suddenly the American people, including the MAGA base, to believe, no, there was actually only one name, and that was Jeffrey Epstein. We have someone now who's wholly incompetent running the FBI.
Yeah. No kidding. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if Trump is just ordering people like Tom Hoberg to just commit blatant crimes on tape just to distract from the Epstein files.
Sure.
Just you, go.
Yeah.
Do something wildly illegal.
You, ho, grab a bag
you,
of cash.
You, Hoberg, grab an actual bag of actual
and
cash.
And it must have a dollar sign on the side.
Yes, yes, and be given to you by a guy with a monocle and a top hat.
Yeah.
Something obviously cartoonishly evil and
right.
illegal.
Yeah, something yes. like totally out of Monopoly.
Exactly. Michael says, crazy after World War II, we didn't build an entire science around figuring out how to stop fascism early. Instead, we're just like, oh, it's happening again. Yeah, people, if you didn't watch that, I don't even know, Nazi Klan rally, whatever it was. Can I just say something, Chris? They're the ones disrespecting Kirk's memory with
Absolutely.
Whatever that spectacle was yesterday with the selling of merch and fireworks and just hate speech from you know, the likes of Stephen Miller. I
it
mean,
was it, like an like a UFC fight
yeah, yeah.
yesterday.
Hillary Clinton, by the way, among other people, said, imagine if Richard Nixon had just tweeted out the Watergate scandal rather than putting it on secret tapes. That's what this is. His whatever was supposed to be a DM, to Pam Bondi about prosecuting his political enemies, including Adam Schiff,
yep.
based on nothing. Okay. Frank Conniff, thank you, said it happens on both the right and the left. Translation, it happens almost exclusively on the right. Thank you. Could someone please say in the mainstream media when they get on this? Well, we both admit to do. Both sides do it, and we both keep thinking. Pardon me. For instance, Chris, who said, I hate my opponent and I don't want what's best for them? Who said that?
The schmoo.
No, that would be President Trump at the... Christian memorial for Charlie.
He is the schmoo if he were orange.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
He's, who did we say? Oh, no, Elon Musk is shaped like schmoo.
Yes, well, yes. The schmoo is white,
yeah.
like pasty, pale
yeah,
white.
Yeah.
And that's Elon Musk.
Okay. David Pakman, our friend, said, the Charlie Kirk funeral is absolutely disgusting, riddled with speeches that only dial up the temperature. Stephen Miller's was particularly vile. Meanwhile, Trump's speech was mostly about himself because, of course.
Yep.
Yes, and then Mike Nellis, our new best friend yeah. from Chicago, said, clever of Tom Homan to get caught taking bribes to distract from the Epstein cover-up. I'm telling you, he's going to have people actively committing crimes on tape in broad daylight, because people will be like, what about that?
And if you're going to take a bribe, shouldn't it be like more than like $50,000? That seems like a low amount for someone
well,
like
by the way,
Tom
yeah.
Homan.
And legal experts were saying, too, by the way, Chris, this was like based on that when he was in the Trump administration, he would do this
right,
favor.
Right.
They said for the completion of a bribery case, you don't need to actually carry out the quo in the quid pro quo. All you need to do is take the bribe and the crime is complete.
Is that what happens? You carry out the quo?
I think that's what the kids are saying. Sean, have you carried out the quo lately?
Sean.
In the quid pro? The quid pro is just the foreplay to the quo.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how that expression
it's
works.
It's Monday, and I don't know what I'm saying.
No.
Can I just say, Grandpa, you went out late like you never do to a concert?
Yeah,
so you're
I
just
did.
Like,
I,
you're like, over I, there, like, creaking, and I hurt my shoulder, just shrugging and yawning.
I crawled into bed at 11 and got up at 2. So.
Can I make you feel better?
What?
You know what I did this weekend completely sober? Can I have a splash, please?
Uh-oh.
I don't know why I admit spazzy things that I do. Completely sans alcohol. I was, I'm getting ready for my big, birthday party.
Sure.
So I was cleaning the wall. Have a little pond, a little pond back there, a little,
Oh, yeah,
I was cleaning the wall, and I just fell in my pajamas and my slippers just fell totally in the pond. Nobody saw me did it. What? No one saw me do it. I didn't have to say, but Damn, that must have looked funny. I just came in all dripping wet, just like, no,
I hope you have a security camera that caught that.
No. There's no cameras back there. That's that what you say. Spot.
Oh, I'm going to hunt for it.
Oh, look, maybe one of them did, actually. That'd be funny. It was seriously, humiliating.
I'm going to look as hard for that footage as I am for your mugshot.
Tracy. Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. Hello, Tracy.
I'm going to write a song called I Got a Backpack Full of Quo. And
yes.
We'll play it on the show.
That's not how that expression works.
I know. But
which is more embarrassing, by the way? Which is more embarrassing, the bag of Tom Hoback taking a giant bag of cash or me falling in my little pond in my pajamas?
Oh, not falling in the pond.
All right.
That happens to people all the time.
Sure.
And with all the animals we have, you know, it happens around here all the time.
Yeah.
But thankfully, that mess was on the opposite side of town from us in Mesa, but I had friends that were totally messed up by the traffic situation. They had all the freeway ramps closed off. Mm-hmm. But, to deify this guy, it's really making me sick. And I told
that's
you guys...
Tracy, thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that word. There's a difference between condemning what is horrible, violence of any kind, with then getting, you know, and also respectful mourning and deifying someone and also forcing the rest of us to deify him. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And with regard to, like, the satire thing, when I played that Christmas party for Turning Point, they had Old West-style wanted posters all over the facility. It was indoors and outdoors. And there were these Old West-style wanted posters with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Fauci and all these people on there.
Charlie Kirk called for the execution of President Biden. I mean, sure, with a trial or something, but he still called for the execution of the sitting president, and we're being lectured about it.
Exactly. Yeah. So don't tell me about satire, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Tracy. Yes. Kobe said the guy who was literally caught on camera accepting a $50,000 bribe is telling you that migrants who are doing backbreaking work in the hot sun every day and make less than $25,000 a year are dangerous criminals. I'm hoping that he is sitting in an El Salvadorian gulag right now while we, sort out, his, due process and his crimes, stuff like that, which we caught on tape.
He's sitting in his cushy condo right now.
Hmm. Sarah Beth said, grinder outages wherever the GOP goes tells you a lot of what you need to know about this crew. Yes, that they are.
Wheel of right-wing hypocrites!
Thank you. What? How much traffic does it take, Chris, for grinder to just completely grind to a halt?
I'm not on grinder, so I don't know.
Oh, all right, you're a homo, so I just thought I would...
No, those kinds of apps just give me, like, all kinds of nervous agita.
Agita? Yes. Okay.
No.
That's not what you're supposed to get from them.
No, not at all.
Okay. Alex said, so in 1940 Germany, did Jews still hang out with their Nazi neighbors and just agree to not talk politics? That's kind of on point, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just, I don't do politics. This is not talk about you being subhuman vermin. Let's just not talk about that. That is where we're at, I'm telling you. It's just, this is what I mean about, let's just not talk. Let's just agree to disagree. There's not, you can't agree with fascism, and I'm just going to be your pal still. Thank you. Okay. I'm just giving myself some fake radio applause because why not? Someone's got to do it. Thanks so much. Cool Roy in Ohio. Hello.
Yeah, instead of calling him Taco, why not call Trump Tofu? Which stands for Trump often fouls up.
Oh, all right.
I got another one.
Okay, all right. Listen, everyone gets a T-ball trophy here at the Stephanie Miller Show. He made us a little ashtray. That's what I used to make for my dad in summer camp, which didn't seem like a good idea. Okay.
I made pencil holders.
Okay.
At least you didn't have to smoke to use my products.
By the way, our friend Mike Nellis said, wild how MAGA influencers only care about due process once it's Tom Holman accused of a crime and not immigrants. Thank you. The hypocrisy is just, it's kind of a given at this point. Sari Beth said they spent weeks screaming and doxing us for disrespecting Charlie Kirk's death, only to turn around and turn his funeral into a MAGA campaign rally. And a last one, Andrea Juncker, dear American citizens, whatever you wish more German citizens would have done in 1933, do that now. Thank you. There is no hyperbolic enough, in my opinion, for this present moment.
There's no quid pro quo enough.
Right. It's not no quo-y.
What?
Okay. Pastor John Pavlovitz, our good friend, said the performative conservative outpouring this week has nothing to do with their love for him and everything to do with their hatred of the people he hated. That's what felt icky about watching this thing yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Trump. That's why I sued the New York Times 2 days ago for a lot of money. John Carl. A judge just threw that out. Trump. I'm winning the cases. See, this is why he hates John Carl. John Carl needs to be something. I can't remember what.
Fired?
Yeah, something that quit. He said. Right, because he
quit himself?
Says stuff like that. Like, yeah, the judge just threw that case out. Or as Trump would call it, winning.
I see.
Okay. Virginia and Pennsylvania. Hi, Virginia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Well, I just have a comment. I have a comment, and I'll be as brief as I can. Okay. I'm an African-American woman, and I was watching several news shows this morning before I headed out the door. And the reoccurring thing was that Charlie Kirk was not a hate monger or, you know, hate speech or any of that, and that he went across the country to these college campuses, you know, trying to recruit young people, get them in the political process. And this is my question, Stephanie. Maybe you can find this out for me. What predominantly black college did he ever go to? What college did he go to that had a mix of all ethnic groups? I can't find any that he went to.
I think he dropped out of college, didn't he? He dropped out.
No, not that he went to college. No.
On his campus tour.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, on his tours.
On the campus tour.
Well, you know why you think that, Virginia? Because you're a black woman and you obviously don't have brain processing power to understand the nuance. See what I did there?
Well, that's true.
I quoted Charlie Kirk to you and therefore engaged in hate speech. What? Okay.
Well, no, I don't. I get the satire, but that's fine. That's okay. I just wanted an answer to that question because I heard that again on Morning Joe, and I haven't watched that since I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Joe just waxed prophetically about how he spread all of this all over the country. He went on college tours, and
I heard Matthew Dowd said that Joe said he was glad Matthew Dowd got fired. I mean, he's such a hypocrite. He has no moral authority. Being the first one to bend the knee to Trump and then be outraged by Jimmy Kimmel. And meanwhile, his Republican colleague, Matt Dowd, gets fired for answering a question before Charlie Kirk died. That was very much the same as a lot of people have said about the Virginia's point, as I was saying, I the clips I've seen does not look like respectful dialogue.
No.
Again, she said that he go to diverse college. I don't know. Well, the clip I saw is him bullying a black woman and calling her a liar for saying that she was being harassed by, you know, MAGA supporters on campus. So I don't know. But anyway. All right. So Hal Sparks mere moments away.
Yay!
We're about to go to school, ladies and gentlemen. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by FFRF.
Furf.
Because you know what? Hallelujah. I don't mean that literally. What I mean is the Freedom From Religion Foundation just won two big cases, keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. Kids can go back to reading, learning, writing, arithmetic, stuff like that. Leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, the mosque, not plastered on a classroom wall. Can I get an amen to the Constitution?
Amen.
Thank you. FFRF defends the Constitution. That seemed limp. Sues when public schools cross the line. Protect kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, actual freedom of and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fall is in full swing. Perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, perfectly tailored denim, at all at prices that feel too good to be true. Getting chilly where you are? Ooh, they're wool coats. They look designer level, but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince cuts out that middleman to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I'm not kidding. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. I love accessories. I got some amazing earrings. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping with your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Get free shipping. Quince.com/Stephanie.
You may know frontotemporal degeneration, or FTD, as the disease that recently forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. While it's the most common form of dementia for adults under age 60, many people, even doctors, aren't familiar with it. Uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, and unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension are the most common symptoms. It is often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, and sometimes just a midlife crisis. It's World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and the important steps you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at theaftd.org. Find help. Share hope. Go now to theaftd.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
This portion of the show brought to you by Zipa! Come on, that's just fun. You know what else is fun? Stopping snoring.
Well,
come on. Three pillars to good health. You know what they are? Great diet, lots of exercise, great sleep. And if you snore, you will not only keep others from a restful night's sleep. It can also be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zipa, the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. We talked to him last week.
We did.
Fantastic fella. It uses a tongue seatbelt. Come on, that's fun. It's the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. It's not in your nose. Zipa also moves your jaw forward, keeps your air doorway open. 91% success rate from now till the end of October. Put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zipa. With every order, they donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zipa.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. Zipa, that's happy Z spelled backwards. ZYPPAH.com. The code is PINK. Text fees may apply. Mike Nellis, our friend, says the Bureau of Labor Statistics just postponed a key inflation report with no explanation. How bad must those numbers have been for Trump to bury them like this? That's what's going to happen. They're just going to try to hide the truth.
I'm surprised he hasn't just lied, you know, and and given us rosy-looking numbers.
What did he say again about he's going to lower drug prices? Which was at this time?
2,000%.
2,000. Of course. Yes, of course. So that'll be fantastic news. We'll all be getting paid to take our medications. Okay. Kobe said so.
Please tell that to my pharmacy.
Yeah. Kobe says so. Trump is just going to kill people in international waters every three business days, and no one's going to demand answers. Yes. Apparently, that's the timeline that we're in. But the world must be saved from comedians.
Well.
Right. Yeah. Ron says, so Trump gets the DOJ to drop an obvious bribery case against Tom Homan, then fires the U.S. attorney who found insufficient evidence to prosecute Letitia James, then threatens to fire Pam Bondi and replace her with dunce Lindsey Halligan unless she immediately indicts his enemies. Take a Google gander at Lindsey Halligan. She does look like a... what's happening to my box?
I think
her box
is up.
Huh.
There we go.
Oh, she does look like a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, and she has prosecuted neither a state or a federal case of any kind.
What's her name? I got
Lindsey Halligan.
Is it L-Y-N?
H-A-L-L-I-G-A-N. Okay. Yeah, take a gander. John Corbett says Donald Trump commits yet another impeachable...
Goodness.
Pardon me?
She's attractive.
Yes. Right.
I'll give her that.
Yes, that's what you want. Someone, as an attorney, someone looks good in a string bikini. That's the main requirement. John says Trump commits yet another impeachable offense by demanding that his AG prosecute his political opponents for impeaching him. Read the DM/post by Trump. John also says 39% approval rating to the latest YouGov Economist poll. Trump still has 40 months left in his second term to surpass George W. Bush in unpopularity. Don't worry, he's in the middle of starting illegal wars as well, much like George W. Bush. Good God Above says a democracy is only as strong as its tolerance for comedians. Thank you, Governor Josh Shapiro, on that very subject. Governor Josh Shapiro.
Voices on the left. That means tomorrow he can sanction someone because of what they look like. Maybe he sanctions someone because of who they love or someone because of how they pray. You know, we set ourselves up in this country to not be ruled by a king, where the people would have rights, foundational rights, like the right to speak and speak your mind and do so in a way where even if it's hateful, even if it's something that people don't like, as long as it's not inciting violence, it's going to be protected.
Chris, who said if we do not have the ability to criticize, mock, investigate our leaders, then we are no longer the United States of America?
Lippy the Lion, Hardy Har Har.
No, that would be Jake Tapper, who can now go back to shutting the up for eternity about everything ever. I don't mean that in a free speech way. I just mean that I don't need to hear.
I think you mean that in a free speech way.
Okay. Kobe says FCC Chair Brendan Carr is telling the American people he cares about the truth while sitting on a network that was ordered to pay $787 million for lying to their viewers. So there's that. Okay. There's so many. You know what? There's so many things. There's official too many things, Chris. There's too many things to get to in one human
we
morning.
We kind of say that every day.
I know.
Do we need to pare back?
Yes, you need to pay. We need to pare back everything in the world. Hi, Sue in Rockville. Hello. Could you ask the Trump administration to just winnow down their illegality and criminality so we have a manageable amount of show prep?
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. You're not going to have to worry about it after tomorrow, and I'm afraid you're probably not going to have a birthday either because I just found out that tomorrow's the rapture.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it is. Yes, I read that.
My birthday's in a week.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll die forever young.
Yes, maybe yes, maybe no. I mean, in one hand, I know I'm going to hell, so I'm not worried about, you know, the rapture. And I'll see you all there, and then we can have a really great birthday party for you.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be left behind just like Kirk Cameron.
That was nice. Happy birthday in hell. Okay. Wow. Hey, you know what's happy? Hal Sparks next.
Yes.
WMDX, fueled by coffee, driven by curiosity.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by Professor Howard Schwaber of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We discuss what went down on Friday at the CDC and what that portends for expertise in America. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump joked at Sunday's memorial for Charlie Kirk that the difference between him and the slain conservative activist is that Kirk did not hate his political opponents, and the president does. He has pressured the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against some political enemies. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy tells ABC.
There are just two standards of justice now in this country. If you are a friend of the president, a loyalist to the president, you can get away with nearly anything, including beating the hell out of police officers. But if you are an opponent of the president, you may find yourself in jail.
Washington Post reports the administration's going to suggest a link between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism, but no known medical studies have proven acetaminophen use in pregnant women is a cause. A number of close U.S. allies, including the U.K., announced they're recognizing a Palestinian state. That'll be a main topic at this week's United Nations General Assembly. This is ABC News.